10.
First time he celebrated a win three times. Yeah.
Still a win, though, in a pretty against a pretty good team.
Yeah, so you never have control of a game. I don't think I really liked their first and big chunks of the third. They're going to have some offensive zone time, and they did. But I liked special teams was really good. You know, we had some good chances that didn't go in for us, and I thought we did a pretty effective job of killing their power plays.
Against a team like that, Connor Hellebuck sure showed something again today, didn't he?
It's the first game that he saw some real strong shooters on him, and again, he just consistently looks big in the net, you know. He's had a good progression here to this game. He's got lots of support in his first game, saw more pucks in his second game, and got a little bit of more pucks and high-end skill tonight.
Paul, there seemed to be a lot of confusion up top. Was the communication on the ice okay?
No, it's fine. So anything after a minute, the last minute, the league has the right to, and we'll look at every play. Not exactly sure what happened over on the...
I'm pretty sure
we got to celebrate it the second time. I was a little surprised that we waited. At the end of the day, I think the whole idea of the offsides was to catch the ones that were clearly offside, and you know, the autopsy, you can't figure out what the cause of death is. It doesn't make anybody come back to life. You know, I mean, if it's that inconclusive, it's probably in the spirit of the game.
What did the Trouba fight do for your group?
I'm sorry?
What did the Trouba fight do for your group?
Well, you know, I thought it was just kind of part of the game. I think Jake's game, you know, specific to him in his last five or six games, he's been at that kind of level that he's playing real hard and physical and at the right emotional level, so those things are just kind of spontaneous. It's a pretty physical game, you know, and then it would kind of ebb and flow to quite a bit of skill and then back to the physicality of the game.
Paul, how good was the one-on-one matchup between Myers and Ovechkin tonight?
Well, really good. So you know, such an explosive skater, but gets the shot off at any point in time, really, from the blue line in and through screens, and everything that he shoots is dangerous. Tyler's just such a spectacular skater who's able to gap up early on that and break up plays or delay it long enough that we could get some back pressure in there to help on some of those plays. And he still gets his shot off, so yeah, he's an exceptional player.
In terms of the overall game, was that one of the better games your team has had in terms of reads?
Yeah,
getting sticks in the way, disrupting the flow.
Yeah, we only had, you know, for me, two situations where we were out of sorts in our own end and had a hard time picking it up. For the most part, we were fairly close to where we wanted to be on those plays. And again, they've got some skill that can work the puck around you sometimes. But we're getting better defensively. I think we have for our last eight games. We've been pretty solid. I mean, maybe the last game that I thought we were loose was maybe in Washington, and that's 3-3 into the middle of the second period. So we're getting better.
You talked with us a lot through November about your team and basically where it is in the sense of how it's progressing and coming along. How do you feel, or where do you feel you guys are right now?
I think we're close to a real good understanding of the way we want to play, of how it's supposed to look. And I think maybe more importantly for everybody understands that this is never going to get easy. This is never you make the playoffs last year. If you do everything right, that doesn't mean you're just walking through this division and this conference and league. So as soon as we get comfortable with the fact that there's going to be angst right through 82 games and we can come up with a real clear focus on the game that we want to play, we'll be in good shape, and I think we're closer to that now.
Some people see Connor Hellebuck start his career with three wins and
and
just three goals, and they're ready to announce him the goaltender of the present. What's your job in helping him manage those expectations, and how do you, given how he started, how do you bring him along from where he is right now?
First, you never want to limit a player and what he's capable of doing. So he's played well in his games, and he'll continue to do that. You go back to last year, I'm sure, anointed Hutch the same way. He had some real good games in November, and we were sure that we didn't need Andrei Pavlik until Pav ran five in a row off with back-to-back shutouts at the most critical time of the season. So we like what we've seen with Connor, we're going to do everything we can to keep him in that groove.
Well, can you put a finger on your captain, how in his play of the last four or five games?
Yeah, he's just quicker. He just feels better. I mean, I don't know. You guys have talked to him, but I haven't really. I've talked to him about it once. I think the injury they had, the surgery that he had, and then missing most of camp set him back, and he just looks quicker on the ice. I also think that's true of our whole hockey team. We went through a week-long period there on the road that we were slow, and we were a little bit fatigued, and there was a lot of pressure and tension, and we got home and got some rest, and now we're back being quick again.
This last one, the coach on the other side, Barry Trotz, he moved into 10th in coaching wins. For a guy who's been around the league like yourself a long time, what have you seen from him over your time here?
You know, Barry is one of those guys, for me, that I always watched and tried to steal everything I could because I thought we were always kind of in the same boat. We always had, you know, kind of low payroll underdog teams. And he, and this is going back 10 years, 12 years ago, he could get his group to move his five better than anybody. In Nashville, for a lot of years there, they didn't have a whole lot. But they played, he got labeled a real defensive coach, except they would spend more time in the offensive zone on the puck than most teams. They didn't have a lot of finish there. So I've watched his teams play, and I know a bunch of guys have ripped off his neutral zone and stole a bunch of the stuff that he uses. As a matter of fact, there may be more teams using his neutral zone in the league now than there are trapping. So he's gotten, and that's what he's done in Washington. They're not a sit-back defensive team. They never have been. They just didn't have the personnel to be really aggressive offensively. And so now you're seeing what he can do with a team with a lot of firepower. That's a hell of a team.
Who's a starter tomorrow?
What's that? One of them. Yeah, come on down. You coming? Tickets, free tickets for anybody who comes. just in here. Well, maybe you guys, I don't know, maybe not you either, but work in media, free tickets.